Young people could have to work to 75. James Roberts, sixth form student. Workers entering employment in Britain today could have to wait until their mid-70s to retire. Just 2 years ago, the Tories increased the state pension age to 67. Now a fresh review by the former Director General of the Confederation of British Industry, John Cridland, could recommend the Tories lift it again. Most people in Britain today already work inexcusably long hours for insufficient wages. Some experts claim retirement may be as late as 81 for higher paid workers. This is another attack on the youngest and poorest in society. Young people already face zero-hour contracts, high-cost renting and exorbitant education fees. Now we watch on as our working lives extend uncontrollably. A growth in life expectancy, mainly among top earners, does not have to result in the working class toiling until death. The poverty wages paid to many employees will never provide a gold standard private pension. The state is our only option. The lack of funding for state pensions is not caused by people living longer, but by the massive tax breaks establishment politicians continuously supply to greedy private enterprise. Nationalize the banks and big business under the democratic control and management of workers and service users. Combine this with strong progressive taxation on the cash piles of the super rich. Socialism is the only way to guarantee pensions, and ensure our lives are peaceful, and fulfilling for, as long as possible.